On a Friday in May 2012, Mark Zuckerberg gathered his employees in Facebook's brand new headquarters for what was labeled as a not-to-be-missed event. People were sure that Zuckerberg was going to discuss the transformative event, Facebook's IPO. However, the subject of IPO was only briefly mentioned, and the meeting was devoted to discussing goals and priorities for the year. On May 18, 2012, exactly 12 days after the meeting, Facebook went public. It was a Friday, and Facebook celebrated its IPO in an unconventional way, having its 31st hackathon. "Stay focused and keep hacking" was a motto. Thousands of people gathered equipped with their laptops to code. Even though during hackathons people don't work in a traditional way, everyone is told to work on something else than they usually work on, it's still work. Zuckerberg was telling everyone to stay focused, keep shipping, especially during the times when people may want to celebrate in a more traditional way. Zuckerberg celebrated success by using it as an inspiration to be creative and work more. It's as if he was hoping that the victorious energy everyone was filled with would fuel everyone exponentially to create more. I can't tell you how to celebrate. Celebrating should be tailored to the way you'd like to honor your achievement. Celebrating your success can be motivating and invigorating. Do celebrate your success, but just keep in mind that while you're celebrating, there are others who keep creating. You should be always on your toes when you own a business. It's tempting but very dangerous to just coast when things are going well. A business owner is on a constant search to innovate. Congratulations on making the first step and picking up this book. This move is a celebration in itself. My gift to you. As I land in LAX on a layover from Portland after attending the World Domination Summit Conference, a flight attendant thanks us for choosing the airline among the multiple travel choices we currently have. "You have many options of books to read, yet you chose this one. Your choice to listen to Your Creative Career warms my heart. Thank you. I'd like to offer you something in return. There is a lot of information in these pages. To help you act on it, I created several checklists and worksheets at yourcreativecareer.com/gift. My goal behind writing this book is to save you time, inspiring you to get where you want to be faster. I recommend that you get started on it right away. I'm here to help and excited to connect. Please share your ideas by emailing me at anna@yourcreativecareer.com. The right time to start investing in your creative career is now. You've got this. We hope you have enjoyed our presentation of Your Creative Career, Turn Your Passion into a Fulfilling and Financially Rewarding Lifestyle by Anna Sabino. Performed by Terry Schnaubelt. Performance copyright 2017 by Brilliance Publishing, Inc. All rights reserved. For further information concerning this program or other Brilliance Audio titles, please call the following toll-free number, 1-800-222-3225. Or visit our website at www.brillianceaudio.com. No part of this recording may be played for an audience or reproduced in any form. It may not be streamed, downloaded, broadcast, or copied without written permission. Address all inquiries to Brilliance Audio, P.O. Box 887, Grand Haven, Michigan, 49417.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.